The following is the president's speech at Hamilton, Ohio, Monday, October 11th, 1948.
John Boyd, judge of the Supreme Court and candidate for re-election, Robert M. Sonjan.
Glad to see all of you. Wonderful to ride on the train. Thanks for coming.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our own candidate for Congress on the Democratic ticket, Edward Breen. And now I have the pleasure of introducing to you a former governor of Ohio, candidate for re-election, Frank Lausche. Ladies and gentlemen, very seldom is it the privilege of this city to welcome one who has operated on such a stalwart manner for the benefit of the Democratic, of the people of the United States of America. The record of the Democratic Party is one of brilliant achievements and tremendous advances in liberal and social legislation. And our candidate for president and vice president were right in the forefront of the Senate in adopting that liberal program of legislation. I give you with great pleasure, President of the United States of America and candidate for re-election, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've just been over in Cincinnati. I understand that you call Cincinnati a suburb of Hamilton. Is that right? You know, I live in Independence, Missouri. And we call Kansas City a suburb of Independence. And I suppose you do that same thing here in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati people turned out at 7 o'clock this morning to greet the president. I had a fine reception there. And I certainly appreciate this wonderful reception here. It shows that you're interested in issues before the country and that you want to find out just exactly what they are. I want to congratulate the people of Hamilton on their fine wartime record. You made a wonderful production record. I believe that fewer man hours were lost here due to work stoppages than in any other similar area in the country. And I visited Hamilton during the wartime to investigate that very situation and to find out how you did it. I was at that time chairman of the committee in the Senate that was investigating the war effort. I want to talk to you about the crusade I'm making around this country to get people to realize what this election means to them. And it is a crusade. I have to come out and face the people personally and individually and tell them just what the issues are, or they don't find out. And that's what I'm doing. My Republican opponents talk about sweet nothings. They don't discuss the issues. And if I didn't come out and face you people and tell you what those issues are and bring them to your mind, you'd never know anything about them. It means a lot to me, but it means more to you. I'm going to repeat that. This election means a great deal to me, but it means much more to you. I'm speaking to you plainly and honestly. I think you know that my opponents in this campaign are not speaking plainly or honestly. They haven't got it in them. They're afraid to face these issues because they know there can be but one result. Candidates who do not speak honestly and clearly are trying to make you believe there aren't any real issues in this campaign. Well, my friends, nothing could be further from the truth. There are great problems facing this country today, and this is no time for soothing, sir. This is no time for candidates who are afraid to tell the people where they stand. In my crusade, I found that most of us have three big things in our minds: peace, prices, and places to live. Now, those things are all tied together. To keep the peace in the world, the United States must remain prosperous and strong. To be prosperous and strong, we must keep our country from going through another boom and bust. To be prosperous and strong and to win the peace, we must have decent places for our people to live. I'm proud of the record of my administration on peace, the record on prices, and the record on trying to get places for people to live at costs they can afford to pay. My administration has fought communism at home and abroad so vigorously that the Russian radio herald slanders at me every day in the week. We've been building up the United Nations, helping small countries like Greece and Turkey keep their independence, and helping Western European nations get back on their feet and become self-supporting again. That's why, and that's the way I've been working for peace. I'd much rather have peace in this country than to be president of the United States. I'd rather much rather have peace in the world than to be president of the United States. And I've said that time and again all over the country, and I mean every word of it. I've been working just as hard to bring down the cost of living. I fought for a strong price control law in 1946 and in 1947 and in 1948. I called the 80th Republican Congress back into special session twice in an effort to get these backward-looking men to pass a price control bill. They wouldn't do it, so prices keep going up and up and up. I've done all that our present laws permit, but that's not nearly enough to stop inflation. We need the kind of laws that the 80th Congress refused to pass, or we are headed straight for another bust. As soon as the war ended, we began converting war construction into temporary homes for veterans and others. But that wasn't enough. I've urged the Congress over and over again to pass a comprehensive housing law that would clear slums, build rural housing, and provide low-rent public housing. The Republican Party isn't interested, and its leaders killed the housing bill the last days of the special session. They did that with malice aforethought, and they did it for the real estate lobby. You know, that Congress has had more lobbies, more powerful lobbies than any other Congress in the history of the country, and that 80th Congress has stepped every time they stuck out a finger at them. I'll match the record of my administration against the Republican record. I leave the decision to you. All I ask is for you to go to the polls in November. I want to see you elect a Democratic congressman in this district. Congressman Keene, he's a good man. You know, I'm happy to be in the district that was represented at one time by Governor Cox before he ran for president of the United States. Now I'm going to visit Governor Cox this morning in Dayton and have a fine time with him. He's still the same good Democrat he always was. My friends, it's up to you now to decide whether you want to vote for yourselves, vote for your own interests, or whether you want to vote for special interests who have nothing in common with your problem. If you really mean what you say, go to the polls on election day. Vote for yourselves. Vote a straight Democratic ticket. If you do that, you'll have Frank Lasher for governor of the great state of Ohio. And I'll be president of the United States for another 4 years and won't have to worry about a housing problem myself. How'd you like to meet my family? All right. Here's the first lady who runs the White House and tells me what to do. And here's my daughter, Margaret.